Welcome and start a blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and later on recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone. On this Sabbath, August 28, 2021, this is our part two review of our chapter 71 entitled A Servant of Servant, part five of our lesson 337. Welcome, everyone. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room. Our opening Tiny Thoughts song for our theme is entitled Praise Him, Praise Him, and you also can find it in number 12 in the hymn book. We are so grateful to see all the brethren, and we hope that you are doing well today by God's grace. We're still praying for you. Praise Him, praise Him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. Praise Him, praise Him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. Love Him, love Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Love Him, love Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love.
Serve Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Serve Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love.
Crown Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Crown Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It is wonderful to hear your voice, dear Brother Dick. By next week, we can't wait to hear you. If any one of the mummies and older siblings help the little tiny tots to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic.
God blesses everyone.
God blesses everyone.
Nice and loud.
Thank you, God, for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect my mommy, my daddy, my uncles, my uncle, and please protect Pastor Haley, Paula, mom, dad. Please protect Keon, Christopher, Christine, Keon, and please carry me in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, dear ones, we are just waiting for all to be able to make a unanimous vote on the books that's selected or any other material that you would like to share on this beautiful section. You may send an email that we may be able to consider and pray about it as well. The two books that are waiting to be approved is the Book of Redemption and the Story of Jesus. Well, we are going to hear what the tiny thoughts nature walk experience with the five senses. But before that, let's hear what each one have to share with the body of believers about the experience that they had.
Have a blessing, everyone. On this Sabbath day, as we adventured into our nature walk, my granddaughter and myself, we found ourselves in a rose garden that is in the area where I live. And so we walked, and she was captured by the flowers. And we, there was a lot of different types of flowers, but there were some that she didn't pay much attention to, but she did pay attention to the little ones. And she tried to smell some of them. However, we were hesitant with smelling them because they are in a public area, but you could still, enjoy the aromas that were coming from them, even if you didn't go really close. There were so many different beautiful roses and colors. I really especially enjoyed the ones where they were multicolored. Although I didn't take pictures of them, I was just trying to keep up with her because she goes quickly. So we continued, and as you see her walking in that little path, like a brick path, she was telling us to please follow her. So we were following her. And then, as you can see the tablet right there, I was behind her at the time when she found that tablet. I was not sure what it was, but because I was behind, and I said to myself, is that really a tablet? Is that really what I think it is? So then I went in front, and sure enough, it was the Ten Commandments. So I was just amazed that we had found that. So I was just thinking how wonderful this is, because before I found out that it was the Ten Commandments, she was just impressed by it. She was just looking at it, and she was kind of touching the engravement. And I said, okay, let me see what this is. And I have been to this rose garden many times, and I never seen this Ten Commandments there, and it's facing the highway. It's like a little highway where we are, and it's facing the highway. And I said to myself, wow, I have never seen this here. So she found it and on her nature walk, and I thought it was so symbolic of that we were here on our nature walk, and then we found what is symbolic to our walk in our Christian walk and in our Savior. So I thought that it was beautiful. And then she also went over to the anchor, and I think that also was symbolic because, you know, our anchor has to anchor on the rock, which is Christ Jesus. So these were the things that we enjoyed and encountered in our nature walk. Hope that they are enjoyable to you guys as much as they were to us. Thank you very much. Have a blessed Sabbath.
Blessed Sabbath. Thank you so much, dear sisters. Also, just to be able to let everybody know, that is the same area where many of us were baptized. So this is the area that is connected to the place where many of us was baptized in Ohio. Thank you so much, dear sister, for sharing. And now our dear sister and the family will be able to share their nature walk.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
So this time on our nature walk, I'll go ahead and have the kids to share individually what they saw. This time we came across in our neighborhood an apple tree, and then my husband and I took the kids on another nature walk where we went to the ocean and was just observing the things that were there. And on the other side here, it's from my garden. my basil tree that that we planted together, the family and I. So I'll go ahead and have Tyshawn first talk about his experience in regards to the nature walk that day.
On my nature walk, we saw a pumpkin tree, and it was growing, and we saw the pumpkins growing on the tree, and the apples.
Okay. I shouldn't tell you anything about your nature walk.
Yeah. I saw the apples.
Did you touch the apple?
Yes.
What did it feel like?
Hard.
It was hard? And what color was it?
Red.
Your apple was red?
Yes.
Okay. Were you able to taste the apple? Not that particular apple, but you also had another apple, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I taste the fig.
And you taste the fig as well. Okay. Emma, do you remember? Thank you, Talia. Do you remember anything from your nature walk? Yeah.
We went to...
Someone was lifting you up to see the apple, right? Did you touch it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it felt like? What color was the apple you saw?
Red.
It was
also, we went to the beach yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't yesterday, but we went to the beach, yes. Did you see anything on the beach?
Yes.
What did you see?
I saw some fish.
You saw the fish?
Yeah.
Did you see anything else on the beach?
I saw the beach.
The birds?
The birds.
Did you feel the sand under your feet?
Yes.
And in your hand?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, what did you see on your nature walk?
We picked up the, like me, this is when me and Tyshawn went on a nature walk. Me and Tyshawn saw the fish, and also we ate the fish, and also we went out our backyard to see the vegetables, and also we ate the fig, and we touched the fig.
What about the apple tree?
And also we touched the apple tree, we smelled the flowers, we hear the birds, and also we saw many creatures.
Very good. And do you know and remember that all the creatures that were created, who created those creatures?
Uh-huh. It was God.
God created the creatures, even us and even us.
Yeah.
And thank you all for sharing your experience on the nature walk. And have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you so much, dear family. Good job, everyone. And now, the last time that we had shown this particular photos, our dear sister Christina was away, and we're so grateful that she's here. That was the last nature walk that we have recorded from them. And on the other slide would be their show and tell of the trip that they had went to grandma's house. So I would allow our dear sister to be able to share her experience on that particular Sabbath. I'm sorry, Sister Christina, are you able to use the mic or any one of the children with their mic? Let me see if she can text. If Sister Christina is not able to use the mic, we are going to continue and on the area of the testimony, we can't be able to come back, so we don't. Sister Christina? Oh, we can't really. Can anybody hear Sister Christina? Testing, testing. Sister, your mic? Oh no, I can't hear her. Well, sister, is it possible that you can be able to come back and you can fix the mic if it's possible? I can't hear. Can anybody hear Sister Christina? Or maybe it's my.
Well, we're unable to hear her, Tiki Rosie.
You can hear her?
No, we're not able to hear
her. Okay. So we will give Sister Christina another chance later in the program. Well, dear ones, we are looking forward to see what the Lord have in store, to learn about the nature walk next week by the small dialogue that our dear brother Josh will share concerning the things that was learned, and we could hear a little bit more about what God has done with each one of the objects. So remember, dear ones, a little walk with Jesus make it right. All right, a little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. If you're naughty or unkind, praise the Lord, you'll always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. Our opening hymn is entitled Sitting at the Feet of Jesus, found also in number 413. If any one of the dear family would like to join in the singing of the hymn, you can unmute your mic. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place so near, so precious, may it find me dear each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past, for his love has been so gracious, it has won my heart at last.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrow, and when weary, find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. While I from this fullness gather grace and comfort every day. Bless me, O my Savior, bless me, as I sit low at thy feet. O look down in love upon me, let me see thy face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy as he is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our second part of our review, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If we put our kneeling by our heads and our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for answered prayers. Thank you for spirit mercies. Thank you for your love and kindness upon our lives. I thank you, dear Father God, for keeping us and for guiding us and for being our stay. I pray, dear Father God, that you will open up our hearts and our minds and our ears and give us the ability, dear Father God, to learn of you continuously, loving each other, helping each other, and being with each other as you were with your Son. I pray that you continue to heal each and every one of us that are here from any type of maladies that we may be facing. I pray for those that are here in the room, for those that will be listening to the recording at a later time, and for those that are not with us. I pray continuously, dear Father, if it be your will, that you will continue to guide our lives. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. I would like to add to the prayer. Father Jesus, thank you so much for the restoration of our dear brethren. I pray that you may continue helping and restoring and bringing them to wholeness, Father Jesus. And also, I would like to lift up our dear Colts family, Father Jesus, that you may also be with them and bring healing in your wings and protect them, Father Jesus, wherever they are. Be with Sister Brenda, Father Jesus, in the hospital, and all the other brethren that are recovering is my prayer. For it was all for our sins and iniquity. And may your will be done in our lives for such a time as this. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Our opening verse for our review lesson is taken from the book of Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 4 from the King James Version margin. Continue in our study. So what have we learned in ways we have grown this week, dear ones, before we hear the answer to the questions that we preserve? Any comment or anything you would like to share with the Remnant family? Let's take a few minutes to be able to reread our part 5 of our lesson, A Servant of Servant, of our study book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 649.
Christ would have his disciples understand that although he had washed their feet, this did not in the least detract from his dignity. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. And being so infinitely superior, he imparted grace and significance to the service. No one was so exalted as Christ, and yet he stooped to the humblest duty, that his people might not be misled by the selfishness which dwells in the natural heart and which strengthens by self-serving. And on the slide, it's this verse, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. And this is taken from John chapter 13, verse 13. And continuing on the next slide, please. I'll bubble down for someone who else would like to share.
So continuing. Desire of Ages, page 649.
Desire of Ages, 649.
Christ.
Himself.
Set the.
Example.
Of humility.
Humility.
Good.
He would not leave
this great
subject.
In man's charge. Okay, Chrissy, come here. You want to read?
Of so much consequence did he regard it
that he himself
one equal with God
acted
as a
servant
to his disciples.
While they were contending. Okay, hold on, Christian.
For the highest place.
He too, whom every knee shall bow. Good.
Bowed down.
Good girl. to wash the feet of those who called him Lord. He washed the feet of his betrayer.
Betrayer.
Good girl. Okay, John chapter 10, verse 28 through 30 on the side slide says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of the Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. Romans chapter 14, verse 11 says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.
Desire of Ages, pages 49. In his life and lesson, Christ has given a perfect exemplification of the unselfish ministry, which has its origin in God. God does not live for himself. By creating the world and by upholding all things, he is constantly ministering for others. He maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew 5:45. This ideal of ministry God has committed to his son. Next slide, please.
Desire of Ages, page 649. Continue. This ideal ministry God has committed to his son. Jesus was given to stand at the head of humanity, that by his example he might teach what it means to minister. His whole life was under a law of service. He served all, ministered to all. Thus he lived the law of God, and by his example showed how we are to obey it. Desire of Ages, page 649, paragraph 4.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 650. This ordinance is Christ's appointed preparation for the sacramental service. While pride, variance, and strife for supremacy are cherished, the heart cannot enter into fellowship with Christ. We are not prepared to receive the communion of his body and his blood. Therefore, it was that Jesus appointed the memorial of this humiliation to be first observed. Desire of Ages, page 650, paragraph 3. Amen.
And again and again, Jesus had tried to establish this principle among his disciples when James and John made their request for preeminence. He had said, "Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister." Matthew 20:26. In my kingdom, the principle of preference and supremacy has no place. The only greatness is the greatness of humility. The only distinction is found in devotion to the service of others. Desire of Ages, pages 650, paragraph 1. Amen. Continuing. Now having washed the disciples' feet, he said, "I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." In these words, Christ was not merely enjoining the practice of hospitality. More was meant than the washing of the feet of guests to remove the dust of travel. Christ was here instituting a religious service. By the act of our Lord, this humiliating ceremony was made a consecrated ordinance. It was to be observed by the disciples that they might ever keep in mind his lesson of humility and service. And on the other side of the slide, it says, "If then your Lord and Master have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet." John 13:14. Hospitality and humility, our culture. Hold on one second because I can't see. It says, "Washing the feet is linked to kindness and hospitality. Traveling collected dirt in the feet. Freshening up after
a travel involve washing the feet, an alternate to the complete bath. Touching on another feet involves humility. Amen.
Continuing the reading. As they come to this ordinance, the children of God should bring to remembrance the words of the Lord of life and glory. Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash another's feet. And on the slide, you see the ordinance being completed by a family. And then you, in the middle slide, it says, know ye what I have done to you? And continue on the next slide, please. Continuing. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. There is in man a disposition to esteem himself more highly than his brother. And continuing on the next slide. A bubble down if anyone would like to share.
Continuing. To work for self, to seek the highest place, and often this results in evil surmisings and bitterness of spirit. The ordinance preceding the Lord's Supper is to clear away these misunderstandings, to bring man out of his selfishness, down from his tilts of self-exaltation, to the humility of heart that will lead him to serve his brother. These are of ages 650, paragraph 4, and on the slide, it says, I will have my own way. That personifies a principle of rebellion. And on the other slide, it says, from John 17, verse 23, it says, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. And thank you, dear ones, for participating. So let's consider this verse and the chapter in our review section from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, King James Version. For sanctified, O Lord God, in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And with that said, dear ones, what have we learned and ways we have grown this week? We have the sixth question that was reserved for the review section. For those that are listening on other devices that cannot see the screen, I will read it out. These questions were reserved. Number one, who is the main character or characters in our lesson? The second one, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number three, where did the story take place? Number four, when did the story begin? Number five, how could you relate to the story? And the last one, what did you learn from this lesson? If you cannot use your mic, you are able to text on the chat room screen. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the first one, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Number one, who is the main characters? Here we see the main characters are Jesus and his disciples.
Number two, I'm going to attempt. I think there's many lessons, but I think the main lesson is Christ teaching us humility and service.
Amen. Number three, where did the story take place? And the story took place in the upper room in Jerusalem.
Question four, when did the story begin? My answer is Jesus wished for his disciples to know that his deeds didn't lower his dignity. Or in other words, as said in the first sentence of the first paragraph, Christ would have his disciples understand that although he washed their feet, this did not in the least detract from his dignity.
Number five, how could you relate to this story? I could relate to this story. Again, we are reading it, and it made me realize from the readings today again that God is no respecter of persons, and he that is humble shall be exalted, and he that is exalted should be abased. And what we see here, even for myself, I realize sometimes we do strive for supremacy above others in ways that we may not even recognize it. In things that we do, it could be in small jests and in small ways, but we have to remember to always walk humbly in the Lord. And it just brought it back to mind, and I was thinking, have I learned that lesson yet? I don't think I'm quite there yet, so I'm hoping to, by reading this again today, to be reminded to do as our Savior do, to walk humbly. And if we do according to his perfect will, he will exalt us in the time that we are supposed to be exalted. So that was my take on how could you relate to the story.
My answer to question number five, how can you relate to the story, is the idea of Christ's feet was Eve. As in the activity, not as in the feet is the bottom part of your legs. And his feet was to be humble and considerate.
And amen. Anybody else would like to share? Also, how I could relate to the story, not only in the ordinance of the ceremony of communion that we have, we also have what comes along also with that. We have to wash one another's life. We have to be able to help one another in whatever manner the Lord had allowed us to. Whatever the Lord had placed in our influence or in our experiences, in whatever way we can be able to help, is another way to be able to help one another's life in the washing as well. So the last one, dear ones, is number six.
I can add to this by saying that as I was reading the slides, that the Lord thought that this was such an important lesson that he was not going to leave it up by chance to man, because he needed, and he used himself as an example to teach us about humility and how we are to serve one another and to humble our hearts. So I thought that I took that away from this part of the lesson.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else would like to have to share what number six was of the lesson to each individual? We will give just a few seconds. There is a quote that was placed in the room. Meanwhile, that I'm allowing someone to be able to come up to the mic. The elder had quoted from Isaiah 57:15. For thus saith the Lord, For thus say the high and holy, lofty one that inhabit eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to receive the heart of the contrite ones. Amen. Welcome to all the dear ones that are coming in. Well, dear ones, we are going to go ahead. We have also placed a beautiful poem. It's entitled God's Care, and this was taken from Family Bible Lesson Year 3, Quarter 4, Lesson 1, from page 8 of the Children Activity Book from the Sunlight Education Ministry of Homeschooling from the Bible. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Blessed Sabbath to all my beautiful family. First verse, on a bridge, I was standing one morning and watching the current roll by, when suddenly into the water there fell an unfortunate fly.
The fishes that swam to the surface were looking for something to eat, and I thought that the hapless young insect will afford them a treat.
Poor thing, I exclaimed with compassion, thy trials and dangers abound, for if thou escape being eaten, thou canst not escape being drowned.
No sooner the sentence was spoken than lo, like an angel of love, I saw to the waters beneath me a leaflet descend from above.
It glided serene on the streamlet. It was an anchor, 'twas an ark to the poor little fly, which soon to the land reascending, spread its wing to the breeze to dry.
Oh, sweet was the truth that was whispered, that mortals should never despair, for he who takers care of an insect, much more his children will care.
And though to her short-sighted vision no way of escape may appear, let us trust, for when least we expect it, the help of our Father is near.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear one. If you have any testimony that you would like to share, you may be able to take this one. I will just say a testimony really quickly. We had very bad weather yesterday, and we know that we had to continue on our preparation. As my son went out to be able to get all of the things that we needed, the thundering was really severe, and I prayed that the Lord will hold the rain, that he will be able to go to the errand and come back without actually getting wet. And when my son came in, I asked him, did you get wet? He said, actually, no, the rain stopped and allowed me to go to the store. And also it came back, but when he was already home. It is a simple thing, but it's just so wonderful to know that as we lift up our voices in prayer, asking the Lord to look over our loved ones, that he will also hear. I just wanted to share that little testimony.
Praise the Lord, Sister Rose. Praise the Lord.
Sabbath blessing, my Father. And if there's anybody else, otherwise we are going to continue. Welcome to all of the brethren that are just coming in. We are going to end our family meeting. So next week, by God's grace, we will continue with our part six, which was the last, is going to be the last part. And if there's any questions or anything that needs to be researched, you can be able to send it so we can try our best by prayerfully going through the law and the testimony to help. On this lesson entitled A Servant or Serving in our study book, Desire Ages, if any one of the family, boys and girls, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to end our section with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
May we bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. We thank you, Father, for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you most of all for this lesson of the studies with the little ones, Father Jesus. We thank you so much for all those lessons. We pray that we can take them and incorporate them into our daily lives. Be with all the children that participated and their parents. Be with us, Father, as we continue to praise you and to receive your blessing throughout this day as we move on to the next section of the studies. Be with each and every one of us. Bless and keep us. Put a hedge around us, I pray, at this time. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with our part six. The lesson is 338 of our chapter 71 entitled A Servant of Servants, and that will be held September 4, 2021. May the Lord bless each and every one of you. May you have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath.